Good morning. It's September 14th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is Sorry for the Convenience, and the music you hear is You've Got Mail, George Fenton, and Simon Chamberlain from the piano framed period. Watson, come at once if convenient. If inconvenient, come all the same. Arthur Conan Doyle as Sherlock Holmes. This morning, I had entered the hospital ground floor, planning on rounds on the fourth and fifth floor. The staff elevators were sitting ominously with their doors already open, no indicator lit by the button outside, no hint of recent activity. I walked into the right one hesitantly, not really liking elevators even when I know they're working, and pressed 5. Nothing. Then I pushed that cryptic hieroglyph for close. Again, nothing. Not even a lit button on contact. A lab tech walked on and I said, none of the buttons do anything. She said, huh, and then tried multiple buttons herself. Really? Same result. We then proceeded to the public elevators on the other side. Nope. The patients on 4 and 5 were evidently doomed to live out the rest of their lives in the Perot Women's and Children's Hospital. She walked away, but I tried my badge on the electronic door lock to the stairwell. Voila! A way up. The late comedian Mitch Hedberg had a joke about a broken escalator. He said he ran into one at the subway and there was a sign across the bottom that said, out of order, sorry for the inconvenience. Inconvenience? The escalator just became stairs. How cool is that? The sign should say, sorry for the convenience. I was inconvenienced by the elevator not functioning, but I neglected to be grateful for the staircase. The stairs offered me much neglected but needed exercise. It offered me a few moments of quiet to contemplate the day ahead. It offered me a way to get where I was going, protected from the brutal heat outside. In short, what a godsend the stairs were. We are so conditioned to instant gratification that we forget to be grateful for the blessings all around us. We have to wait 3 minutes for the microwave. The rental car's sound system won't pair to my Bluetooth, and I have to find a radio station by turning a dial? The cottage in Maine has no electricity, so I have to build a fire to keep warm? There's a detour sign on your route to work, and you have to drive 2 miles out of your way, throwing your planned schedule off by multiple minutes? Outrageous! It's enough to raise your blood pressure, up your pulse. What a hassle! Modern inconveniences would hardly be considered as such only a few years ago. After all, recall that my grandmother was most grateful for both hot and cold running water actually inside the house. Little high-tech things that don't work have taken on the descriptor as first-world problems, and so they are. The next time you suffer the outrage of having to stop the microwave, puncture the film covering and heat for yet another 2 minutes, you might be grateful that you don't have to go wring the chicken's neck and then defeather it before building a fire, hauling the water from the stream, boiling it, and cooking it as just the first step to a complete meal. So, sorry for the convenience. These first world problems help us learn to be grateful for the bigger things, developing that patience part of the fruits of the spirit, and controlling our anger. Look at inconvenience as divine opportunity. Patience is a virtue. Possess it if you can. Seldom found in women, never found in men. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Romans 12:12. Be angry, but do not sin. Ponder in your hearts, on your beds. Psalm 4:4. Whoever is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who has a hasty temper exalts folly. Proverbs 14:29. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Let the little frustrations we encounter every day, the little inconveniences, be a reminder of your great mercies and a lesson for our attitudes. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.